Moderna takes another shot at FDA approval. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It's just this morning asking for the okay to give a low dose of its COVID vaccine to little kids younger than six. So far, only Pfizer has the approval to vaccinate children who are older than five.
Moderna recently conducted a trial with 6,700 children, saying the two-dose vaccine generated an immune response similar to the one they saw in young adults. Some lawmakers and parents have been growing impatient with the approval of a vaccine in the nation's youngest children. Other parents are skeptical of the safety of giving it to very young kids. They argue they're at very low risk of serious infection with COVID-19.
Fox's Sue Guzman. Trevor Reed is back in the U.S., arriving overnight after being freed from a Russian jail where he spent 3 years. Republican Congressman August Lugar was there to greet Reed's flight in Texas with his parents.
Well, it was overwhelming to see the joy on Paula and Joy Reed's face, to understand just how hard they had worked, how tirelessly that they had made every effort possible to bring their son home.
Reed was released in a prisoner swap. President Biden plans to speak out this morning in support of Ukraine again, reportedly ready to ask Congress for even more financial and military aid as Russia keeps bombarding several areas. A Ukrainian commander in a unit trapped in the nearly destroyed city of Mariupol is asking for immediate help.
There are more than 600 wounded in our unit. The wounds are of various seriousness. They need medical attention in here. There are no conditions, no medications, or personnel that can help them.
He says there are also wounded civilians. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will testify at the House again today after telling lawmakers they have a plan to deal with an expected surge of migrants if they end a COVID-era policy that blocked some from entering the U.S. Republicans say the administration's already allowed many in illegally. Congressman Clay Higgins calls for Mayorkas to resign, saying if the GOP wins control of the House next year,
you're still in office, you'll face impeachment.
America's listening to Fox News.
Did you know that every major diaper company either financially or vocally supports abortion? If that appalls you and you're looking to support a baby brand that aligns with your pro-life, pro-family views, then Every Life is your solution. Every Life firmly believes that regardless of where someone is from, what they look like, or whether they were planned or unplanned, every baby is a miracle from God worthy of love, protection, and celebration. Every Life offers high-performing, supremely soft, premium diapers and wipes delivered right to your doorstep. Their diapers are crafted without fragrances, dyes, lotions, latex, parabens, or phthalates. And you can feel good knowing that every purchase with Every Life contributes to changing lives through their support of pro-life organizations and pregnancy resource centers. Every Life is not just changing diapers, they're changing lives. Visit everylife.com to learn more. That's everylife.com. And don't forget to use promo code Duffy10 for an exclusive 10% discount on your first order today.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy still has support of his GOP members after a closed-door meeting discussing leaked audio about last year's Capitol riot.
Days after the Capitol riot last year, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy warned about rhetoric coming from factions of the GOP. In audio of a January 10th phone call obtained by the New York Times, McCarthy specifically mentioned close allies of former President Trump, like Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz.
Well, he's putting people in jeopardy. And he doesn't need to be doing this. We saw what people would do in the Capitol, and these people came prepared with rope, with everything else.
The chairman of the House Select Committee investigating the Capitol attack, Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson, says the panel may renew a request for McCarthy to voluntarily answer questions. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A 14-year-old boy is in jail in Wisconsin charged as an adult with murder and the death of a 10-year-old girl. Georgia is getting ready to execute a child killer.
The Georgia Department of Corrections telling Virgil Presnell Jr. he will receive a lethal injection May 17th for the murder of an 8-year-old girl 45 years ago. He was convicted in 1976 of abducting two girls, raping one of them and drowning the other. His attorneys will ask the courts to stop it, saying his fetal alcohol syndrome damaged his brain and prevented him from becoming a functioning, responsible adult. Presnell's death would be the first post-pandemic execution in Georgia. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures rising before today's trading. The defending NBA champions take a step toward a repeat.
Giannis barrels his way in, and that's going to be a block. Count the basket.
Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks beat Chicago 116-100 on TNT to advance to the second round of the playoffs. The Golden State Warriors also move on after eliminating Denver. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.